Friday, February 21st. Good morning to you. Michael in the Mix Morning Show alongside with you. You know, you might not think that, talking about events that are coming up, it seems like we just had it, the Pinhoti Fest. And you might not think that now's the time of year that we're thinking about it, but we are. We always are, because it's hiking season. And we have the wonderful Kim and Nathan Wright in from the Pinhoti Experience Foundation in studio with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Good morning. How about you?
It's good to see you. I'm super excited about this to talk about all things Pinhoti Experience Foundation, the Pinhoti Fest, the Pinhoti Outdoor Center. We're just going to break it all down, see what you guys are up to.
Sounds great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We'll talk to them coming up here in a few minutes. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Good morning. It's Michael in the Mix Morning Show. All right. Pinhoti Outdoor Fest, Pinhoti Experience Foundation, Pinhoti Outdoor Center. There's a lot going on in your world, Kim and Nathan Wright. How are you?
We are doing so good. Busy. It's hiking season and love sharing about all things Pinhoti.
Yeah, I'm so excited that y'all are here. For those who don't know, what is the Pinhoti Experience Foundation?
The Pinhoti Experience Foundation is our foundation that is designed toward educating people around the trail, around just creating experiences for hikers to learn more about the outdoor and what Alabama offers as far as trails.
So when people are going on the Pinhoti trail itself, what can they experience? Because, I mean, for its namesake is the Pinhoti Experience Foundation. So obviously the Pinhoti Trail is the major part of that. What can they experience? How long is it? What's the terrain like?
So the Pinhoti Trail is 350 miles, and a lot of people come from, you know, all over the country. We even get internationals, and we hear all the time, I didn't know Alabama had mountains. So that's one thing that, showing off what we have. We have mountains, we have waterfalls, we have ridges to walk on, we have, canyons to go through, great camping areas. It's a great experience, and people are really in love with it.
And so we were talking before we were on here that this is actually hiking season. I mean, you're kind of in the thick of it. I mean, the cooler weather is obviously a great time to go hiking. You were saying that the summertime is really the off season.
Right, it is. We have more on trail now, starting, the festival in September kicks off our hiking season.
Yeah.
And we'll have hikers through probably the middle of May.
Okay.
But February, March is really our peak. It's cold outside, but great hiking weather, incredible views on the trail.
Yeah.
And it's really just an opportunity for people who do other long distance trails around the U.S. to come south where it's a little bit warmer and we have more access through the winter months.
So when it comes to the trail itself, where does it fare on, what's the word I'm looking for? If you're an inexperienced, like
the difficulty.
Thank you. Yeah. Where does it fare on that?
I would say the difficulty level on the Pinhoti is probably not as difficult as some of our major trails.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the elevation change that most do, but we do have a lot of peaks that will get your heart rate up. Great beginner trail, as well as a great shakedown trail for some of your bigger hikes, longer distance hikes.
And there's different areas that have different difficulties. So we can put you on a real easy section that's, maybe what we call family friendly, or we can put you on something that's technical as far as rocky and elevation gain is tough. But so we have it all. We don't have the 4,000 or 5,000 foot peaks that you might see. Like Kim said, we'll get your heart rate up.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you typically go on the trail yourselves regularly, or do you kind of just do it every once in a while when you need to? I mean, how often do you spend on the trail?
I don't get to. Nathan gets to spend a little more time on the trail running. I don't get to spend as much time on the trail as I used to, but do get to get out there as much as we can with hikers just to get them on trail best we can. But
it's an incredible thing that you have going on here. And I want to continue to break this down here as we go throughout the hour with what you do, because it's such a hidden gem in our community, in our area, in the region. And you have done an incredible job with what you have done with the Pinhoti Experience Foundation. So
thanks.
We'll break it all down here coming up a little bit more here on Mix 106.5. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. All right, we are still joined by Kim and Nathan Wright from the Pinhoti Experience Foundation. All right, so we've talked about all things Pinhoti Trail, but what about the foundation itself? What does the foundation do? Who does it? Well, you kind of mentioned it earlier specifically, but getting down into the weeds, what is the what can people experience here locally when it comes to what the foundation has to offer?
So the main purpose of our foundation is education. We talked about that a little bit, with a focus on the Pinhoti Fest. That is our main fundraiser. That is our main event. We do a lot of smaller classes, including like Leave No Trace, Backpacking 101 classes, and that all falls under the Pinhoti Experience Foundation. Our goal in that is really to just give people the tools they need to feel safe and confident on the trail. And it's any trail, not just the Pinhoti, but that's our focus.
That makes sense. I went into REI the other day. I was passing time, waiting on something at the summit, and I thought about y'all, and I'm not a hiker. I mean, I like the outdoors, but it's not for everybody.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is, but, I was sitting there looking at everything, and I was just looking at the shoes, and I was looking at the clothes, and like just the types of tools and clothing, apparel, different things that you just would not typically think, oh, I may need that if I'm camping or outdoors for an extended amount of time, whether it's your wear and tear on your feet or where it, you know, whatever it may be. And so it's a niche group of people that is just, it's an incredible atmosphere to be in, I'm sure. And I'm sure you get to meet a lot of different people along the way.
Oh, incredible. Just a wide array of people. That's just amazing.
And the trail community is it's just like no community or other sport, for lack of a better word, than I've ever been involved in. Support from all over the world, support from other hikers, support from businesses. And if you don't hike, you can at least appreciate the effort that hikers put into not only just planning, but the actual hike itself.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Great people.
I think there's some sort of a notion that, some hikers are just like tree huggers and like all these things. But, you know, if you really, when you really break it down, and I mean that in a very, you know, silly term, right. But when I was at the Pinhoti Fest back in October September when you had it, I was meeting all these different people as well. Right. And everybody loves the environment, like just being outside, being outdoors. Everybody had this sense of health. They wanted to be healthy, obviously, because they're getting exercise as they're hiking,
right.
Conservation as well. I mean, you're experiencing things around animals, and so I'm sure there's a lot to see and do, rather than just knowing that you're just going to take a hike on a trail. There's a lot to experience,
right? And there's a lot of people that hike it really for mental health purposes.
Sure,
you have no better way to get in connection with yourself than when you're by yourself and depending on everything of your own accord. And we see that a lot with hikers that, you know, when you tell them you may not see a person for 3 or 4 days, they're like, great, that's exactly what I need. So it's a way to unplug from just daily life, the phone, the computers, the screens, the people. I mean, it's just a great way to just really get into yourself and learn more about who you are and how strong you can be to do tough things.
I agree completely with that. And Nathan, if you can kind of touch on this for a second, because I know when we were off the air just a minute ago, you said you got a phone call from one of the hikers. To Kim's point, you know, being out in the wilderness by yourself, you know, that may be intimidating to some people. I mean, it would probably be intimidating to me, who's never done it before, but I'm sure once you get into it, you would be familiar with your surroundings. What if there is something that somebody needs, you know, an emergency, or how do they contact you? How do you contact them? How do you ensure that they are safe the entire time?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest fears we get, and the questions we get is, I don't want to be out there by myself. But it's something people want to do. They just don't know how to do it. And that's what we're here for, to help with that transition into that, you know, getting comfortable with being in that environment. We always encourage them to have our number, to have their loved ones back home have our number. And there's a couple of apps that we encourage. One is called Far Out. It's a digital GPS driven map that keeps up with where they're at and tells them, you know, if they get off trail, they can find it. And also there's an app called What Three Words that we use, and along with rescue services used, that can help locate you. So there's things that we can do to help ease those fears.
And all part of the foundation itself is where you get this information of safety and how to make sure that you are being conscious of your surroundings
right.
the entire time. It's fascinating. It really is. And I'm so glad that y'all are such an amazing resource in the community for not only local people, but also so many thousands of people that come here and that have hiked the Pinote Trail, and they've all come through you. I mean, that's saying something. That's really cool.
It's fun. It's fun to get to know all people from everywhere and all different walks of life. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, we're going to continue to break it all down. We're going to talk about the Pinote Fest coming up in a few. It's not coming up now. It's not coming up like soon. It's coming up in several months, but we're going to talk about it and the planning for it all coming up here in a few minutes. Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. We're continuing the conversation with Kim and Nathan Wright here from the Pinote Experience Foundation. And Kim and Nathan, it's always great talking to y'all. Y'all are just always just so fun to talk to. Y'all really care about our community.
We do. We do. It's home.
Yeah.
You know, you got to love your home.
What motivates you to give back to the community in the ways that you do?
I mean, that's it. It's home. It's, you know, it's a sense of belonging and feeling like it's important for us to share our love with our community. And that's one way that we can do that.
Are both of you from Sylacauga?
No, I'm from Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I call Florida home.
Really?
But it's been so long since I've lived there that...
I've never asked y'all that.
No, I moved here in 2015.
I feel bad that, you know, we've known each other for so long and I've never asked you that, but you wouldn't know any different. You love the area.
I love the area, I really love the people.
Yeah.
We do. When I first got here, I was asking questions about the Pinote and I couldn't find anybody that knew anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I dove into it. And when I found out what we have in this area, I really wanted to share that with the community.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what helped drive this whole Pinote Outdoor Center and the festival and the foundation and all that.
So let's talk about the festival. That's a great transition. Has the festival been just since 2015?
No, it's just, that was our...
this is year four.
Year four's coming up.
So it's younger than that.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's just break it all down here because it comes back in September, right?
218 days away.
We know the days. Oh
it's
my
on,
goodness.
It's on the countdown clock already.
It sounds like Christmas. We're counting it down. Yeah. So the date specifically is...
September 26th through the 28th.
Okay, and that's a weekend.
Yep, always starts on Friday afternoon.
Do we know who's playing football that weekend, or does it even matter?
it depends on if you're going to be able to join us live again this year.
I was just going
to
say, yeah, somebody, I mean, it just depends. I mean, I know people come from all over, but if you're ingrained in the hiking community, you're probably not caring about who's playing football that weekend.
They don't care, but it does make a difference locally. So.
Of course. No, I get it. Okay, so let's talk about it. It starts off on a Friday, and it goes through the weekend, but what is it at its core? What is the Pinote Fest?
It's a hiker celebration. It's a great opportunity for us to bring hikers from all over to one location to talk about Pinote, talk about hiking, talk about our community, and really just kick off our hiking season.
That's right. It kicks off our season for the fall when it starts through the winter. And it also sharing resources. I mean, we have other communities that come down and share about their communities that the trail goes through. So a hiker can come to the festival, learn about Sylacauga, how to get started on the trail, and then, you know, as they progress north on the trail, what else will they encounter and how can they use those resources?
I mentioned earlier that was the first time that I had been out there. It was, taking some pictures. We did a remote, and it was really just, it was so encouraging to see so many people come together for a similar interest and cause and really be from all around the country coming in. Like one guy I was talking to is, I think, from the West Coast. Okay. And another guy was just, you know, more locally in Georgia. And so you're attracting so many people to come to such an incredible event. The festival itself, I know, has a lot of nuances. You do some, you have some musical guests.
Right.
And you have some, am I using the right phrase? Like, not storytelling, but like...
Speakers.
Speakers, just,
yeah,
okay.
Speakers.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we try to find speakers that really would give information or encourage hikers who are maybe new or, you know, influencers that have really, they've done it. And we want people to know that they can do those hard things too. We want to share trail stories. We want to share all the things just trail related. So we're very thoughtful in who we invite to speak and making sure that they're a great fit for the festival itself.
What is your favorite part of the festival?
I say this every time, and I mean it 100%. I love the hikers. It is the great opportunity for us to just get and get to spend a weekend with them. When we're shuttling, we get 10, 15 minutes of their FaceTime. This is a weekend for us to really just get to know people and get to know their stories, who they are, where they come from, what their background is, and know that it's such a diverse community. So that's my favorite. Nathan, I mean.
Yeah, we do a lot of volunteering and working with groups that volunteer on the trail and help maintain the trail. So we do a lot of recognition of those groups, and we've started an award for the top maintainer or volunteer of the year. So, you know, recognizing those folks is real important to us as well.
I said it at the beginning, you love to give back, and that does not surprise me in the least bit that you love to recognize those who are giving back to you and to your efforts of what you're doing. Where do you see the Pinhoti Fest going in the future, and really the entire Pinhoti Experience Foundation? What do you want it to become?
That's something that we talk about a lot because, you know, one day Noble Park may not be able to hold it. That's something.
There were a lot of people there last year. I mean, a lot of people.
I can't wait till it can't hold it, right?
Sure.
So we got to figure that out because one day it will happen. We definitely always want it to be in Sylacauga. We call this the south end of the trail, and that's where most people start. So I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question, but we want it to be huge.
You are on the right track to make it that way because you started from nothing, right? I mean, you didn't have a festival 4 years ago,
right.
And you're moving in this direction. And the more you continue to do what you're doing, there's no doubt it's going to grow.
Yeah, I want to definitely see more vendors, more gear vendors coming in, more vendors that will really just benefit the hikers. I want to bridge the gap between the community and the trail community. I really want to see our community embrace hikers and really embrace the trail town feel that when they see a hiker, we hear from hikers all the time that the Pinhoti Trail has the best hospitality of any trail they've ever hiked on, including the big trails, you know, and that means a lot to me. That means that Southern hospitality, it's best. You can't beat it.
That means you're doing something right.
And it's not, I mean, it's the community.
Yeah.
It's just people on the street stopping to see if a hiker needs help or if they need water or...
And the growth around the trail is just amazing. So when we started in 2019, we were one of two hostels on the whole trail, the 350 miles. Well, the sixth hostel just announced their opening. So we're going to have six hostels, and there's still more coming. There's now a Pinhoti Pizza Company up in Piedmont. There's a Pinhoti Printing Company in Heflin. There's, you know, all these businesses are coming around the Pinhoti.
That's
just
incredible.
Just to watch this happen, it's really cool.
That is really amazing. And I know that there is or was an effort for the Pinhoti, for the logo, I guess, to be on the tag, an Alabama tag.
Yes. So
is that still a thing?
A thing. We've got to hit a certain commitment level by June. So we're working on that. But yeah, we worked with the state and with the Alabama Pinhoti Trail Association, which we're both board members on, to create a tag that the funds will benefit the volunteer efforts.
Okay.
So that's something that we're really excited about.
So if you live in the state of Alabama, we really would appreciate that support if you're interested in getting a tag that really goes back to the environment, trail maintenance, and making sure that our guests, when they come into town, are walking on an incredible trail that's maintained well.
That's right. Those tags are, you know, they're $50, and a large portion of that goes to the nonprofit organization.
Yeah,
which is really helpful.
How can people learn more about all of this that we've just been talking about?
If you're on Facebook, you know, following the Pinhoti Trail Alliance is the largest social platform for the trail, and there's all kind of postings about the tag. And you can ask a question on there, you'll get answers immediately.
Or you can call us as well. We can point you in the right direction.
And as far as the Pinhoti Experience Foundation and the Pinhoti Trail, pinhotiexperience.org.
Yep, that's it.
That's the one. All right, that's excellent. It. Kim, Nathan, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks absolutely. So much for having us.
Absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
To be back.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hopefully we'll come back right before the festival.
And yeah, absolutely. We'll have you back before then.
Let's go high.
For sure.
Give you some more information. We'll get you on trail.
I know. I need to go on. We can take the show on the road.
There
that's
you go.
It. We're gonna
I can
do
be,
a live
I'll
spot.
Kim, what are you doing? Well, I won't be able to.
So let's just take a minute, Michael, and get your breath back. I know, right? Finish this question.
Yeah. Sounds good. Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix.